Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Beautiful fall day in Atlanta.
You got to love that, huh?
Yes.
And every day.
I know, every day.
It's almost like spring, but with colorful leaves.
It's gorgeous. I love living in Atlanta in the fall. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm excited about our show today, Lee. It's a special feature. We have a lot of great business owners that come and go out of the Atlanta Business Radio Show studio, and we also have a lot of interesting companies that, to the point where Lee and I, we've even visited some of them.
Like, yes.
They're so cool, and people talk about them. We get excited, and we're like, I want to work there. I want to check this out.
Right.
So we have to go on the tour.
Any job offers?
Well, you know that Jackson Healthcare System, that was
that was a good one.
That was a great
You could
tour.
Have been wooed there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Cooking classes, spa, gym.
Right.
Fabulous place to work. There's a lot of them in Atlanta, and I'm thrilled about our guest this morning. We have Jennifer Klug from Atlanta's 101 Best and Brightest Companies to Work For. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Great, Jennifer. Welcome to Atlanta.
It's wonderful to be here. We love it. The people are wonderful. The weather's perfect.
It's great.
We love this city.
Now, when it's snowing up north, come to Atlanta and you can work hard on the 101 Best and Brightest Companies. Tell us all about it.
The 101 Best and Brightest Companies to Work For is a competition. And what we do is we honor the best and brightest companies. And what we do is we come from an education perspective. And the competition piece of it helps raise the bar each year, and it keeps people accountable. So what happens is a company is nominated to become one of the 101 Best and Brightest Companies to Work For. They go through an extensive survey, the company itself, and then we randomly survey their employees to validate the credentials that their employer has said. And then we come up with the 101 Best and Brightest Companies to Work For. And we honor them in what we call the Academy Awards of Human Resource Practices. There's a lot of energy in the room. There's loud music. It's a huge celebration. And then we host educational workshops throughout the year, and we build a community around these winning companies through workshops, EPUB newsletters, you name it.
So the program's been rolled out in other cities, right?
That's correct. We currently do the program in cities such as Detroit, in Chicago, Grand Rapids, and they've been huge successes in other regions. And what we find happening is, let's say there's a company that has an office here in Atlanta, and they also have an office in Chicago. All of a sudden, those companies' regions become very competitive with each other.
I like that. Healthy competition,
healthy,
right?
Healthy competition. It's a lot of fun.
So what do these companies look like? I mean, you've been doing this for how many years?
Oh, gosh, we've been doing this for about 12 years now. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed. I think the myth is that employees really gravitate to what management thinks that they should like, mm-hmm. such things as the benefits and the compensation and salaries and whatnot. But really what we find out, what makes these best and brightest companies so wonderful, is they have all that, but it's how they execute it that's unique. They make it fun. They make it rewarding. They make it engaging for their employees. But if you walked inside, each one is a little different, a little unique. It's like they have their own personalities. Mm-hmm. Certain companies, let me share some examples. There's one company, they have a rock band.
Wow.
And the rock band kicks off their monthly staff meeting. So the employees make up the rock band. They kick it off, something fun that's no cost to the employer. The employees score very high on that because they feel like they're a part of making the company. Another example is there's a company that has a food cart, a little snack cart that goes up and down the aisles at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We all know that's when we get our munchies,
right?
3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so they walk up and down the aisles handing out snacks.
I'm getting hungry. I'm waiting for the snack cart to come by.
And I was waiting to find out what piece of the band you want to play.
I'll clap. The tambourine.
I'll play the egg. The egg shaker. Exactly. That is fun, though. Can you imagine how much fun you'd have?
I know. That's amazing.
Yeah. Especially in like a sales
environment. To even think of that. Can you imagine who presented that? How nervous they were?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I have an idea. We'll start a band. The company.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Okay. What fun. Other examples you
can share? Yeah, yeah. There's a company where the CEO, every Friday at 3 o'clock, they close the office. They go out on their patio. And he barbecues for the entire staff.
That's awesome.
Yep. There's another company where the CEO might have an extra pair of tickets, and it's kind of like he does the Bob Barker thing.
Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal. And he says, for the first employee that can answer this question about our company gets these tickets.
Oh, that's fun.
And so they buzz his office. The first one that answers correctly gets the tickets.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like a sharing of best practices, too. I mean, I would imagine when you get so many companies together talking about what works for them and what excites their employees.
Right. So what's better in your eyes, the band or the snack cart? How do you pick?
The band. The band all the way.
Yeah. No doubt, especially if they take requests.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It's an engagement strategy, right? You're engaging your employees.
But I don't want you to think that this is what the program is all about. We do cover the really important things, such as employee enrichment. And what enrichment is treat the employee as a whole person.
Right.
It's the next level of engagement. And you mentioned engagement, Lee. And engagement is great, but to evolve a company, you treat the person as a person. So you care about their work, you care about their life, you care about their family, you care about what they care about, and you help them move forward.
Do you find that if a company can do that, then they tend to be a more successful company than a company that doesn't do that?
Statistically, it's proven to be so.
Wow. Did you know that, Amy?
I believe it. I mean, I don't know the
You'd
statistics.
You'd like to think it. But it's interesting statistically, it's so.
Well, you think about the number of hours you spend at work.
Right.
I mean, in a week, you spend more time at work than you do at home most
sure.
of the time. So if it does give you that work-life balance, or they give perks for the family, that is very nice.
And that goes a long way, I would imagine, for retention of employees and keeping your employees productive.
I have to tell you one of the fun things that we're doing this weekend at work, being in sales,
right?
Very competitive. The top salespeople on family day get to go in the money booth. And the money booth is like phone booth with the fan. Can you imagine my kids standing
all
around
you
that?
As a family going?
Oh, no, no, just me. But they're going to be out there, you know.
Cheering you on.
But that's a good idea. Maybe I should send my son in place of me.
And then just like pour like peanut butter all over him.
That's a great idea.
Wear a hat.
But it is. I mean, people get so excited for this event every year for that because it involves your family and the money booth. I mean,
it creates a culture.
Right.
Exactly.
It creates a culture, creates that personality stamp of that business. And you'd be surprised. It's not only marketing firms doing these types of things. Typical firms that are more fun and creative that do these. But these are CPA firms. These are law firms. These are financial institutions that are doing these types of activities. The other thing that's really important that I don't want to miss is we really look at, and we score on this as well, community initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason why we're doing this program is we want the lives of the people to be better in these places of employment so that their families are better and so that the Atlanta community is better.
And there are a lot of companies that really give back to the community in the way of service and financially, and that's a great point.
Well, we're scoring on it, and we're emphatic about it because that is something that is a corporate responsibility. We feel strongly it's a corporate responsibility. What have you done for the community? What have you done to make the community better? What are the needs of the community, and what's your role in that?
What are some of the benefits for a company to participate in the symposium?
Well, I think the best advantage for a company participating in this is that the educational piece. So for the day, not only the celebration and the fun of it, and they get to celebrate this for a whole year that they're one of the 101 best and brightest companies to work for in Atlanta, but there's a year-long education process. There's workshops at the event prior to the award ceremony. Then we have what's called the Elite Suite Workshops, and those are the 11 overall winners that present their best practices
Wow.
throughout the year.
That's a great idea.
And then we do that through digital webinars. We do that through workshops throughout the year. And then we also have an e-publication through our sister company, Court Magazine. And all these elite winners can present their best practices. So there's really a learning culture here. And it's a learning community. And so that we can raise the bar each year and change the criteria. And if you don't meet that bar, you will fall off the list. We're pretty strict.
I would imagine. And you have a lot of folks on the list every year. Then how do you go about choosing them?
Well, there is a team of people over at the Illinois Institute of Technology. They are well known for, I'm not into this, but they're statisticians over there. They're market research folks. They've been doing this for years. They're very, very smart. And they go through the whole quantitative analysis. We do have a qualitative analysis team as well. We're just starting this out in Atlanta. We're hoping to look for a local partner as well to help score these winners and help produce who these top 11 winners are and the 101 best and brightest companies to work for.
And then can companies nominate themselves or they have to be nominated by someone else?
They can self-nominate.
I would imagine there would be employees that would want to nominate their company.
That's the whole right. point.
And I can think of, thinking about the process and some of the cultures, I mean, gosh, we have so many companies that come through here that people brag about how cool it is to work right. at them. I mean, those are the folks that need to be nominated. We'll put that link on our website as part of this show so folks can access the nomination form and absolutely nominate their company or others that they know in the Atlanta area. When you say Atlanta, now, can we almost say Georgia? I mean, it's Metro Atlanta.
Yes,
Atlanta's
Metro Atlanta.
Spread out.
Metro Atlanta, so the Atlanta region, per se.
Okay.
Now, is it so like if a company has 10 employees, they're going up against the company with 10,000 employees?
See, that's the beauty of our program. Our statisticians are very good.
Right.
And we purposely have set up our scoring process. So it doesn't matter if you have 100 employees or 10 employees, you are fairly scored.
Right.
And we don't exclude people with less than so many employees or what have you. In fact, we've had nonprofits win before up at the as high as they can go. We've had smaller companies win before.
Mm-hmm.
It really just depends on what you do and how you do it. Doesn't matter the number of employees.
That's interesting. So that even the small businesses that are out there with mm-hmm. 15, 25 employees, they're right. still part of this nomination process.
We actually have an overall winner. So we will be naming Atlanta's best and brightest company to work for, but we also have Atlanta's small business best and brightest company to work for as well. Mm-hmm. So we actually honor
so there's two.
Yes.
That's and then good. Those two are then in the running for the 101? Or they're part,
those are the,
they're automatically.
They're part of the 101. Those are the overall winners.
Winners, right. So Atlanta might have several in that 101?
Correct.
And then the bragging rights. Can you imagine?
Yeah, you don't think that they get some mileage out of that?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
You know, it's interesting because we've had winners in other regions where they used to spend thousands of dollars on recruitment. They used to spend thousands of dollars on marketing. And those budgets have diminished because of this program. We've had winners that have gotten sales because a client is very involved in the community and they want to make sure that their partners are also involved in the community and they see they won this award. And that really helps them get business. So there's definitely some advantages to winning.
Now, do you help the people that are involved with that to leverage their nomination in there.
Yeah, you know what we do?
There's a community you mentioned amongst the winners and the participants.
Other winners will help each other. We're currently setting up some social media sources where people can ask each other questions. We have a free HR legal hotline for winners if they have legal questions. And then we also have some partners that we have. That will be able to come in and consult for these companies that might want to improve their scores. Now, they're not part of the selection process, though. These are companies that have volunteered to help get people's scores higher. So when you go through this process, you'll get your results. Mm-hmm. And you'll see, for example, let's say somebody they scored a little low in diversity and multiculturalism, and they want to get that score up. We have sources for these folks that can help them. So we have resources.
And you do press releases too, right?
Yes, we absolutely.
Companies. So, you know, Lee was asking how you help. I would think that would be a huge help to actually offer them the press release to send to folks.
And we have some local media partners. We're very excited. Monica Pearson's going to be hosting the program. And that's going to be just wonderful. And we're hoping to make a big splash in the media as well.
And for those listeners that remember her as Monica Kaufman, as many do.
Right, exactly. I didn't know who she was talking about.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't because they're so used to her as Monica Kaufman. And she is fabulous. It will be a wonderful event. Tell us a little bit more about the event. I hear it's pretty prestigious.
Yeah. You know, imagine yourself on the red carpet of the Academy Awards. And that pretty much describes the event. Lots of loud music. You walk into the room.
Is that band you were talking about earlier playing?
We should get them. We should book them, don't you think?
Are they available?
And what happens is we do, it's important to remember that there are 101 winners. And we do have every winner come on stage. They come on up. They get the lights, the camera, the action. And then we announce an Elite Award winner. That Elite Award winner is interviewed on the red carpet. They have a microphone up to them and it's an impromptu interview. They don't know that they've won. Nobody knows who these winners are, these elite winners are. It's all a big surprise. It's a lot of drama. It's fun.
That sounds exciting. I better go shopping and find something to wear.
You like those red carpet events, don't you?
Because I go to so many. That's right. So when is the event?
We're looking at June 20th.
Okay, great. We've got some time then.
Yep.
A lot of time to
That's
nominate.
It. Eight months, 9 months.
But the nominations are due December 1st, so we need to get those
pressure's
in.
Pressure's on.
Okay.
And you've already started getting nominations,
yep,
obviously.
Yep, we have a lot. We have just under 100.
Oh, yeah. And there's only 101, so if you hurry, you could get lucky.
No, but the list is interesting. There are a lot of great companies, and I was looking down there. I was like, oh, gosh, yeah, that is a great company. I know people that work there, and they love it. Absolutely. Now, is this event a forum for CEOs' participation? I mean, you talked about the awards being presented. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, what we've been very fortunate is we've had a lot of CEO support in our program. The awards luncheon, definitely CEOs attend, chief officers attend that, along with the human resources team that attends that. So it's really the administrative offices of the company that comes to the program. We do have CEOs. We have interesting panels where we have the CEO and the vice president of human resources talking. And the CEO say, this is what I expect, and this is what I need. And the VP of HR says, and this is what I expect, and this is what I need. And this interesting dialogue happens, almost like case study items that we have, but definitely. And then usually the it's nice to have the CEO there because you don't know if you're going to win.
Right.
And if you are an elite winner, it's nice to have the CEO ready to go to accept that award. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So the website is, give us the information.
101.
The number.
The number. Right. 101, bestandbrightest.com.
Excellent. We'll put that link on the website as well so folks can click on there. And then how does the nomination process work?
Okay. So there is a nomination form on the website. You fill that out. And then the next step is that human resources survey that's filled out. With that human resource survey, we expect a roster of employees. We randomly survey that roster, and there's certain deadlines that they have to meet with those rosters, and that's all on our website as well.
But the person that's nominating is just responsible for the nomination form, and then you reach out to the HR department and go forward.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Very cool.
Wow.
Are you thinking over there, Lee?
I wish I had more employees.
I say it's one of the best places to
Thank
work.
You. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to when you cook for me on Fridays.
You know, like
patio?
That on the grill?
Yeah.
Let's do that. We should go to your house for that.
Fire up that grill.
Miss Commercial Kitchen in her home.
Hey, you know, it's funny. We're talking about engaging employees and team building, and I am actually hosting a work event at my house on Saturday.
Oh.
And I think I scared people when I said, wear tennis shoes and bring a jacket.
Yeah.
Because we might be visiting my chickens.
Right.
We might be at the fire pit for dessert.
Anything can happen at the auto house.
I think they're going on the ropes course in your backyard.
She has a zip line, right?
Oh, it's all fun. It definitely is. And
well, you have to, but that's the thing nowadays. It's so competitive. Don't you have to do things like this to mm-hmm. kind of get your employees fired up and passionate about your business?
That's exactly right. But don't forget, it's sometimes the little things, the low-cost things that go way farther than don't overthink it is right. my advice.
Yeah. It's not something like, do you find that people, like especially small businesses, think, oh, I got to incent them with money. Money mm-hmm. It's got to be money. Yeah. And it's, a lot of times it doesn't have to be money.
It has to be a voice. Right. Employees want a voice, and they want credit for the voice, and they want credit for their work, and they want
appreciation, right, and gratitude.
Recognition, yeah, absolutely.
They want rewards in the way that they're recognized for their achievements. There's one firm that they put balloons at the cubes of people that have accomplished something recently. I'll tell you what we do in our office. We learn from the winners.
Yeah. And your band's probably good too, right?
We have what we call our marble ceremony. For mm-hmm. every time an employee accomplishes something, they get a marble. Mm-hmm. We have the marble ceremony. They put the marble in the vase. When the vase is full, we close the office and we go do something fun.
I like that.
That's nice. How big is that vase, though?
It's pretty big.
Yeah. Can't be like a shot glass.
No. Lee, the candy dish in here is running low. I think we should probably move to marbles.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's not always about the money. Oftentimes it is about flexibility. And with where we are in the workplace now for working mothers, for folks that, you know, have a parent they may be caring for, to be able to exercise flexibility in the workplace.
Right. That's huge.
It does seem huge.
I had a story that's funny to your point. Was this woman, her company wanted to reward her by saying, oh, you can go, we're all going to this fancy restaurant for dinner as these several employees. But to the woman, it was like, that wasn't a reward because she would rather be home with her family. Mm-hmm. So that was like, you know, she was like kind of, I don't want to say bitter about it, but it was not as an award in her mind as it was like, great, I'm doing another work event and I'm away from my family. And that's really my most important thing. So a lot of times there's a disconnect. And this kind of event is something that shares the things at work.
Well, that's back to that enrichment again, knowing what's important to each individual employee mm-hmm. and treating them as an individual.
Right.
Yeah. Wonderful event. I can't wait to see how this unfolds. So, Jennifer, we want to have you back on in a couple of months and see how the process is going, see how the nominations are going.
I'd love to. Be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then definitely tune in. We'd like to interview some of these folks that are nominated.
So we can get ideas for our own businesses.
That's right.
For our own selfish purposes.
That's right.
It is amazing, though, just what you can learn from others. And in the field of human resources, oftentimes that's a very underappreciated area. And to be able to put the spotlight on those folks is fabulous because they really are the backbone in most cases of these policies and rolling it out and getting people excited. Lee, we're almost out of time.
I think so.
I could talk to Jennifer all morning.
And I'm sure you will.
Maybe we'll go shopping for our red carpet dresses.
Exactly. That's important. It's part of it.
It definitely is. It's all very important. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for listening to this special feature, and we hope you'll go online, and maybe you have a company you'd like to nominate as one of Atlanta's 101 best and brightest companies to work for. Click on the link, and until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Have a wonderful week.